Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision. Have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website. But do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be, I always say to you guys, be part of the solution. And you know how to do this. You do that by getting involved. You do that by getting engaged. You do that by getting information. And don't be calling me with aliens shooting lasers from satellites. Right. I mean, seriously, no joke. You don't believe in aliens, that's fine, but don't ask me why I'm not, putting up these videos of aliens, shooting lasers in Hawaii. I mean, seriously, no joke. I'll leave you alone, you leave me alone, we'll both be much happier, I guarantee it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now listen, I want you to head over to MyPillow.com, right? MyPillow.com. You've got Mike Lindell willing to help us out, make a few bucks, buy a pillow, pillowcase, sheets, comforter, slippers. Those are always cool, slippers. You know, your loved one, if he's like most guys, is he walking around with a bathrobe that really isn't a bathrobe, it's just a bunch of pieces of cloth that are thrown together. Yeah, there's a view for you right there. I mean, seriously. Right? Here's a place. Get him a bathrobe. Get him a pillow. I enjoy the pillow very much. Right? And if you use the promo code Joe, mypillow.com, use the promo code Joe on your way out, and you will save anywhere from 30 to 70%, depending on the product. Buy one, get one. It doesn't hurt to shop. It doesn't hurt to look. Right? All right. Joe was in your house. It's always a pleasure. All right. Let's hit some of the crazy stuff that's going on. You know, have you met a Democrat yet that isn't overly excited about giving your money away? I mean it. You know, again, you have blue state Democrats now. They're talking about handing out unemployment benefits to workers who strike. And you already have these unemployment insurance programs that are, God, taxed like crazy. They're not well-funded, really. And that's where the payments have to come from. There's no free ride here. It's not like they're going to print more dollars. Seriously. But the Democrats are screaming that, hey, we've got to help these people. You chose the strike. But again, we're getting taxed. Our founding fathers would be really furious. Matter of fact, our founding fathers would start a revolution against them, their own country that they created. There's no question about it in my mind. A group of California Democrats are expected to propose handing out unemployment benefits to striking workers. The language is expected to be released in the coming days or weeks. It would provide striking workers with benefits from California's unemployment insurance program. You know, it's $18 billion in debt already. It already can't cover its own bills, and it's going to create some. This seems to be, right? I mean, seriously, this seems to be the MO of the Democrat. Doesn't the side of making sure you have enough money coming in to pay these bills doesn't really matter. They don't think about it. They don't talk about it. There's no such thing as a balanced budget. There's no way to have a balanced budget. You have no target to shoot for, so to speak. Now, the move comes amid the historic strike by both screenwriters and actors, forcing many movies and TV shows to halt production. It would allow individuals on strike who are not looking for work and were not let go through no fault of their own. Really? Wait a minute. Individuals on strike who are not looking for work. They are not looking for work. And they were not let go through no fault of their own to claim unemployment insurance as if they were truly unemployed. They are employed. They're totally employed. They're just choosing not to go to work. Or they're choosing not to work for those dollars that they originally agreed on. Seriously. I love this stuff. Look at people who are on strike, not the same as people who don't have jobs. Right? They haven't been let go. The company isn't downsizing. I mean, seriously. Why do I get to pay your paycheck because you're striking, because you're not getting enough money? Will you pay the money back? People on strike, it's not that they don't have a job. They're not going to their job. They're refusing. One group believes that labor advocates are capitalizing on the strike to push this policy proposal that they hope to push through for years. I mean, they brought this in California anyway. They brought this up a couple times over the years. Now they're playing on everybody again to try to push it through. You know, they never say, and we're going to get the money from here, which is solid and good and whatever. No. The discussion now is around the fact that, well, they're unemployed because they're not working. Well, they're unemployed because they've chosen not to work, and therefore it doesn't come out of the unemployment money. It's just wrong. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more of this lunacy when we come back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. A whole bunch of stuff going on. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air in my chat room. You know, just texting and tweeting and being all of that. All right, Larry Elder will be up with us another 20 minutes or so. Maybe a little longer, but talking to him about his presidential run. Just amazing. You know, some have already sent me a note that, hey, this guy failed at governor. Well, you know what? He failed at governor. He failed at running for governor because of how many people put their hat in the ring. People that didn't even want to be there. You know, people that knew that they couldn't win. People that knew they didn't have a chance. But they wanted what they call a name recognition. It just, after a while, gets ridiculous. It's like, you're in it for the seat, you're going to work it, you're going to make it happen, or you're not. Anyway, if I, like I said, 855 Real Joe, 855-732, you know, 5563. All right. I talked about this a little bit yesterday. You know, and in the next hour, Brad Dick is going to be with us. And I'm infuriated by the fact that Trump is nailed on a $200,000 bail because he might be a flight risk. Are you for real? If you believe that Donald Trump is a flight risk, with everything he's already been through, there is something really, really sinister about you. Seriously. No joke. Again, just amazing. You see, the guy's Mr. Biden, Joey B, whatever you want to call him. There's a video of him falling asleep again during a memorial service. Now, he appears to fall asleep during a memorial service for the hundreds of people who died during the Maui wildfires. When you watch the video, and I obviously can't really show it to you, you watch the video, he's doing what he did, you know, several times before, when he's been in meetings with large groups. He starts to doze off. I know the feeling. I've done it myself. I can't just yell at him. But you're at a memorial. I mean, sure, pinch your own skin, chew your own tongue, do something so you can stay awake. It's just so, if you have to sleep during a memorial service, maybe this isn't the job for you. Maybe there's too much going on. St. Louis Mayor has announced plans to outlaw the AR-15. Ready for this one? And the AK-47. Where are they selling those? Can I get my hands on one? St. Louis Mayor Tashura Jones, she announced plans to introduce legislation to ban AR-15s, AK-47s, and military-style weapons. Now, this move will make it easier for criminals to blast their way through the city now, won't it? Because we know that the minute those criminals find out, ooh, hey, Frankie, this gun's against the law now. We got to get rid of these things. I'm sure it'll work that way, aren't you? Jones also wants to ban celebratory gunfire, something that's prevalent in black neighborhoods, in the city on New Year's Eve and other occasions. So what is it, black people the only ones So black folks are the only ones that are shooting off New Year's Eve celebrations, you know what we say? Because the neighborhood I live in is predominantly white. And I will tell you that I can hear things that I know are not fireworks. I'll put it that way. Tisha Jones wants to take guns away from those individuals who are convicted of an insurrection or hate crimes. Because that's important, right? But what's a hate crime? This is, people, you don't let them, you do not give them a 16th of an inch on this. Not at all. Because what they consider hate speech, hate crimes, are not. Really. She plans to, in a Tuesday morning press conference, she announced that her intent, I just want to see, she's got the support of some of the aldermen in town. She's going to prohibit, the way it reads, frankly, is she's going to prohibit military-grade weapons on city streets. Well, I guess you can have them on, private roads? Prevent the transfer of sale of guns to minors. Okay. What's a minor? Give me a number. Take action on military-grade guns and similar untraceable firearms. So military-grade guns are untraceable? Is that what she's saying? Prepare St. Louis for the passage of Blair's Law to ban celebratory gunfire. Prohibit anyone convicted of insurrection or hate crimes from having guns in St. Louis. Jones says this push comes in an effort to tackle gun violence in St. Louis. How about you arrest the people that are breaking the law? Why don't we start there? What do you think? Right? And not only arrest the people breaking the law, let's go a little further with this. Arrest the people breaking the law and keep them in jail. Don't give them a ticket that says, hey, you know, I know you went up and down the street and fired your weapon all over the place. You know that's illegal, right? Okay, good. Here's your slip. We want you to come back in 3 weeks for a court case. Yeah, thank you. Gun violence is a public health crisis, she said. And, see, that scares me. When they use public health crisis, it opens the door for them to be able to do so much more than normal. Right? Public health crisis that impacts families and communities in every neighborhood across the city. She went on to say, we're coming together around a shared vision of safer, stronger St. Louis that is ready to stand up for our values. Right. Now, last month, Mayor Jones' leaked text messages revealed that the mayor was not a true believer in gun control. In one text message, she told her father, Chicago has strict gun laws, but it doesn't seem to deter gun violence. Which tells me all they're really doing, they're re-spewing what the Dem Party spews. They know that people, I won't say all people, but many people, find guns unnecessary, not needed. They hate guns. Guns kill. I'm using their words, not mine, by the way. See, I don't think guns kill anybody. No, I don't. I think people kill. I think people with sicknesses kill. People with mental disorders kill. Be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show.
Your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Members of the Teamsters Union are ratifying a 5-year deal at UPS, Brian Shook reports.
That puts an end to the threat of a strike. According to the union, 86% of the members voted for the contract, which will be retroactively in effect starting August 1st. The Teamsters president said it was the best contract in the history of UPS. He said it should be used as a template for worker protection across the country. I'm Brian Shook.
Hawaii officials fear the death toll in Lahaina could still rise sharply in the coming days. The death toll grew by one Monday, now standing at 115. As of Monday night, all destroyed single-story homes were searched for remains. The effort now shifts to multi-story structures. It's believed anywhere from 700 to 850 people are still missing. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain... I don't know what.
We are back. Joe McCree, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate so much the time you spend. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just truly being part of the conversation. You know, seriously. I don't know. You gotta start paying attention. You gotta start pushing back. Do not let them get away with masks again and renewed calls for vaccine. Stop. Don't do it. I'm not a doctor. I don't play one on the radio, but I'm telling you, do your own research. Don't do it. All right. Well, you can thank a Democrat because Dick's Sporting Goods, you know, closing some of their stores. They reported a 23% drop in profit despite sales increased by 3.6% in the second quarter. Now, the CEO, Lorene Hobart, she blamed an increasingly serious retail theft problem for the drop in profit. Originally, they said they had a serious shrinkage problem. Shrinkage is a soft word, a nice word. A politically correct word for they're stealing us blind. Smash and grab theft is on the rise thanks to soft on crime Democrat policies. Mask thieves routinely ransack these retailers. You've seen them. Nordstrom's, Macy's, sporting goods, this particular sporting goods chain. Right? She went on to say, our second quarter profitability was short of our expectations, due in large part to the impact that the elevated inventory, this was the original comment, inventory shrinkage, an increasingly serious issue impacting me. First of all, nobody wants to go in there knowing that any second a smash and grab could happen. And then you go in there, if you whip cash out of your pocket, you're really a fool, and you whip a credit card out of your pocket, well, good luck to you. I mean, seriously. In a statement, true statement, Dick's Sporting Goods warned Tuesday that the retail theft is damaging its business and will lead to lower annual profits. The Sporting Goods and Athletic Clothing. Wouldn't you love to get all the stockholders in the room at one time and say, okay, look, we can be really good humanitarians, and we can allow them to keep stealing because obviously they needed to buy food. So they're stealing from us, and I'm sure they're selling the goods that they're stealing so they can make some money. I mean, look, they're entrepreneurs, and they're going to go buy food for the family. Yeah, right, okay. Let's see how many of them actually go for that. Sporting Goods and Athletic Clothing Seller reported second quarter results Tuesday morning that included a 23% drop in profits. I'm sorry, don't need to say it again, did you get that? 23% drop in profits. Now, sales rose 3.6%. But shares of Dick's plunged almost a quarter, 25%. You know, these companies they're not going to be able to weather this. Because whether you like it or not, people, when you invest in a company, you like to get a return on your money. A few extra bucks, a little bit more than you actually put into it. Is that asking too much? I mean, for you libs, is that something we can't count on? Why invest in the company if we're not going to turn a profit, if we're not going to get a few bucks back on it? That really doesn't make any sense. You know, and again, you love these stores. You love how they look. You love the product that they have. But you don't want any of the nasty feelings. All right, here's the story that I'm okay with this. Seriously. Police manhandle Antifa militants and communists are blocking pathways for parents. Well, they're protesting the LGBT curriculum for minors in Los Angeles. They were called in on Tuesday. They had a clash with Antifa militants and the revolutionary communists blocking a pathway for parents protesting the LGBTQ for minors. They have a right to do that. Antifa, the anti-fascists are really the fascists. No question about it. Parents who marched in downtown Los Angeles headed to City Hall and to LAUSD headquarters, where the board is currently meeting to protest LGBT curriculum being forced on minor children. Now, Latino and American parents held signs that read, "Leave our kids alone," and "Lexit is against pedophilia," as they marched down the street. Again, leave our kids alone. What's wrong with that? Why is that terrible? Why was that a bad thing to say? I'm kind of confused. Now, the police of the riot, they declared an unlawful assembly and tried to disperse the crowd. Antifa militants and masks for the revolutionary communists clashed with police officers. The police ended up, according to the article, I said they're doing their job, but the police ended up manhandling the commies blocking the road. Made a few arrests. They'll be out in no time, I'm sure, as you know. Not going to stop anytime soon. And the only picture they really wanted to put up, or they put up in this article, was an LAPD officer using his baton to beat back the communists. Oh, that's terrible. It's disgusting, right? When you get violent, you're going to receive violence. There's no way around that. And there's no way for you to say they were being brutal when you were. When you have 50 people piled on top of five going after them, yelling in their faces and what have you. I'm talking about Antifa against the parents. That's just wrong. And they don't see any problem with it. Good luck. Seriously. What other good stuff do we have? I get all kinds of good and crazy stuff. Stuff that you just scratch your head and go, oh, come on. Oh, here we go again. Now Lionsgate Studio, they're reinstating employee mask mandates despite pretty much no COVID cases. Well, actually, they don't have anybody right now anyhow, right? Everybody's out on strike. Hollywood Studio Lionsgate has reinstated the mask mandate for nearly half of the company's employees. And its location in Santa Monica. That will make a lot of them happy, right? somebody just said it's so true. I've seen an uptick in the mask mandate in my small town. But I see it all over the place. Some of the clips I look at, people in the stores, I went shopping the other day. I would say probably about a third of the people in the store had masks on. Even though in our little area, we haven't seen the hospital fill up with beds or even complain about how many people are seeing. Now, the announcement comes after several employees allegedly tested positive. We are going to be testing positive for COVID for years. Can you figure that one out? It's in the air. It's in the systems. It's all over the place. The announcement comes after several employees allegedly tested positive. The policy change was announced internally in an email by a response manager for Lionsgate. In fact, immediately employees on the third and fifth floor. Wow. That's discrimination, I got to tell you. What about the first, second, and fourth floors? Effective immediately, employees on the third and fifth floors of the five-story building are required to wear medical-grade face coverings, such as surgical masks, meaning a KN95 or N95. You know, guys, I got to tell you, I found out something recently that sent me into orbit. Right? School districts who were forced to buy all these masks, probably paid $2 a piece for them, give or take. These masks somehow, or for some reason, though they're sterilized and usually covered in plastic, they expire. I don't know what expires. Their ability to work, they don't work anyway, but their ability to work, right? I mean, seriously, help me understand. Employees must wear a medical-grade face covering, surgical mask, K95 or N95 when indoors, except when alone in the office with the door closed, actively eating, actively drinking at their desk or workstations. If they're the only individual present in a large open workspace, all is good. But I started to say there before, as many of the school districts were forced to throw away masks. A couple of districts I know of had to throw away like 100,000 masks. At $2 a piece, they just threw away $250,000 almost. A fifth of $1 million, whatever makes you happy on how to say it. Right? Just unreal. It's your money. They don't care. It doesn't come out of their pocket. What do they care? Right? And another throwback to the early years of the pandemic, every Lionsgate employee is required to perform a daily self-screening each day. My God, because we got nothing better to do, right? All right. Joe Massini, your host, Larry Elder, joins me right after the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Massini Show.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well.
At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, listen, I don't want to date myself or anything here, but I started listening to this guy when he was known as the Sage from South Central. I don't even think they call it South Central anymore. I became a real fan after reading his book, The 10 Things You Can't Say in America, and I can't believe he actually put that in writing. He's an author, speaker, producer, radio host, former candidate for governor, and now candidate for president of these United States, Larry Elder. Thank you for being with me.
Joe, it is my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
You know, and you do all that before lunch. I don't know how you pull all that off.
And I got a book coming out in November called Asgold, California, My Mission to Rescue the Golden State and Save the Nation. My goals are modest.
You are a Marine at heart, okay? I mean, just take on the big projects and go for it. God bless you, Ben. I mean that sincerely, too. I mean, your energy.
Well, I appreciate that. You mentioned Joe Marine. My dad was a World War II Marine vet, served on the island of Guam. He never knew his biological father. Left home at the age of 13. Eighth grade dropout, Athens, Georgia, Jim Crow South. My dad ended up cleaning toilets when I was growing up. Saved his nickels and dimes, starts a little cafe. My dad retires in his 80s, Joe. He owns the cafe, owns the land, owns land next door, plus the home that's still in our family. Not too shabby for an 8th grade dropout Republican father who believed the Democrats want to give you something for nothing. When you're trying to get something for nothing, he would say, you almost always end up getting nothing for something. So that's in my DNA.
My God. Well, yeah, so are you actually suggesting that if we work hard, we have a goal, we have a passion, and we do the right things, we just might succeed? Is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah, despite the alleged systemic racism, despite the need for race-based preferences, despite the need for diversity, equity, inclusion, it still comes down to good old-fashioned hard work. The harder you work, the more successful you are. Shocking!
Well, listen, I was all excited. I had read, you know, I'm a victim of the Twitter or the X, I don't even know what to call it anymore, X feed, right, that you had qualified for tomorrow night. And then all of a sudden I see another line that says Larry Elder suing the RNC. What are you in? Are you not? What's going on?
Here's the deal. They required you to have 40,000 individual donors. Check. They required 200 donors from 20 different states. Check. They required you to agree to support the nominee, whoever he or she is. Check. Next is this. You have to have three national polls where you are 1% or more. We submitted three national polls where I'm 1% or more. Then I get a phone call after we submit telling me one of the polls they can't use. Why? Because it's the Rasmussen poll and, quote, it's connected to the Trump campaign, close quote. I said, well, assuming that's true, it's not connected to my campaign. They said it doesn't matter. Any poll connected to any campaign cannot be used. Since then, Rasmussen put out a statement and said, Trump has nothing to do with our poll. We're not connected with him. He didn't pay for it. He didn't even recommend that we do the poll. Elders should be able to use that poll. Also, we submitted another poll having me above 1%. We submitted it after the deadline, but we didn't know we needed to submit it because we didn't know one of the ones was going to be rejected. So we fulfilled the requirements, and I argue that if they don't put me up there, it is an FEC violation and basically an in-kind contribution to those who did make it, and that could subject both the RNC and Fox News to a substantial fine, and I don't think they want that. So I will see you tomorrow on that debate stage here in Milwaukee where I am right now.
You know, Larry, that's what I mean about you be the salute. That is a great solution. That is a great strategy. A lot of people don't know about that FCC rule, and that's a great way to go after that. At least I think so.
Right. Well, I'm going to make them an offer. I'm going to make them an offer they can't refuse. And Joe, remember when I ran for governor, the same thing happened. The initial ballot comes out. Elder's name is not on there. They claim I didn't file the right papers. I did file the right papers. And the same lawyer who sued the Secretary of State is my lawyer on this one. He is a pit bull. We are going to put enough pressure on them so they put me up there on that debate stage tomorrow.
All right, so I want to get you for about six more minutes. So give us some ideas on solutions. Let's talk a little bit about racial harmony because, you know, the Democrats need racial inharmony to be where they're at, don't they?
Well, you know, racism has never been a less important factor than it is right now in America. No matter what your race, work hard, don't have a kid before you're 20, get married first, get a job, don't quit that job till you get another job, and avoid the criminal justice system, you will not be poor. As we speak, Haitians in Haiti are lining up for a shot at a lottery to get into America. Why? Because America is systemically racist. It's nonsense. Back in 2007, 2008, when on the Democratic side, Barack Obama was running against Hillary. On the Republican side, John McCain running against Mitt Romney. Gallup asked Americans, would you vote for somebody as old as John McCain would have been? And 42% said they would not vote for somebody that old. Would you vote for a Mormon? 24% said they wouldn't vote for a Mormon. Would you vote for a woman? 11% said they wouldn't vote for a woman. Would you vote for a black person? 5% said they wouldn't vote for a black person. the hurdle that Barack Obama had in 2007, 2008 was low. Than the hurdle that these three better known, better funded white politicians had. It is nonsense that racism remains a major problem in America, but Democrats want black people to think that way, so they go in there and pull that lever for the Democratic Party because they have successfully marketed themselves as a party of social justice and equity, whatever that means, and they successfully maligned the Republican Party as a party of racism.
You know, under Joey B's economy, and that's what I call him, the economy, you look at inflation, people are trying to put food on the table, they're deciding to buy, you know, less gas, should they walk to work, take a bus. How are you going to deal with the economy, Larry?
Well, obviously we need to stop the spending. We need to stop this war on oil and gas. We need to allow drilling in Anwar. We need to approve Keystone Pipeline. We need to stop pressuring American consumers into buying EVs that they don't want, that are more expensive than gasoline-powered cars. We need to lower taxes. We need regulations. You do all those things, and this economy will jumpstart. Also, I'm proposing an amendment to fix spending to a certain percentage of the GDP, with exceptions for war and for natural disaster. Otherwise, government gets bigger and bigger and bigger, whether there's a Republican, whether there's a Democrat in office. I'll use a word, unsustainable, to describe the so-called entitlement programs. Barack Obama used that word. Bill Clinton used that word. But nothing gets done because you run promising to reform them. You're going to lose elections because the other side will accuse you of not caring about the sick, the poor, the elderly. So you need a law to bind their hands, to make them reduce spending, and that's what I'm going to do.
Oh, I think, God bless. I hope you can get that done. How about crime? Crime has taken off in this country. In my little part of the world that you kind of know about, our crime has gone up 25%, and we're in a little valley here.
Well, that's because of the cops being maligned as being systemically racist. They're pulling back all over the place. It's called the George Floyd effect, or the Ferguson effect, and that's a phenomenon of cops not engaging in proactive policing for fear of being accused of engaging in racism. So all throughout cities all over America, there are thousands of what I call excess casualties, including dead people who wouldn't be dead if the cops were not maligned the way they are. We need to get rid of these soft-on-crime, George Soros-backed DAs, and I've got a proposal on my website, LarryYoder.com, for legislation that states can adopt to set up commissions of retired judges and retired DAs to hear complaints from citizens and to make a recommendation to remove these DAs that are not doing their job.
Oh, yeah, you're right on with that. School choice, one of my favorites. Even though I'm a public school trustee, I tell people all the time, public schools aren't the best place for you. You need choice. Go for it. What would you do?
You need competition. And there are 13 public high schools in Baltimore. 0% of the kids can do math at grade level. And Joe, another half a dozen, only 1% can. And guess where they're located? All located in the inner city. Yep. Chicago, 53 government schools. 0% of the kids can do math at grade level. Yet the teachers themselves with school-age kids are not putting their own kids in public schools. The ones who know the system the best aren't putting their own kids in it. What does that tell you? And the Democrats oppose school choice, even as a party elite, whether it's Barack Obama or Gavin Newsom or Joe Biden, have their own kids in private school. It is outrageous.
Oh, I totally agree with you. You know, and again, I'm sorry for hitting every one of these, but I know you can handle it. Homelessness. Growing like crazy here in California, and Newsom is still out there saying, come on to California, it's a great place to live if you can get around the tents.
You have four options. If you are on the street because you want to be on the street, you just don't want to pay taxes, you don't want to pay rent, you are going to jail. Option two, you're mentally ill, you are going to mental institution. Option number three, you are somebody who has an addiction, whether it's alcoholism or drug addiction, you're going to go to rehab. Option number four, if there's a bed for you and there's plenty of money for beds, you are going to go in that bed, but you will not be on the streets. If we decide as a society this is unacceptable, we can do this. If we decide as a society when the ACLU sues, and they always do, we're going to cave, then this problem will never get solved.
All right, Larry, you got about 35 seconds. You know the drill. Tell people that you need money, you need support, and you need their vote. Did I lose you? Oh, come on. All right, I'll tell you for Larry, okay? Larry, you there? Quick, you got about 20 seconds. Tell him. You need the vote? No voice. All right, I'll tell him, Larry. God bless, man. Best for you. You head over to LarryElder.com, LarryElder.com, okay? You need money. He needs your vote. He needs your support. And best of all, you got to tell other people about it. Larry, God bless. Have a great rest of the day. All right, people, Brad Dinkins joins me after the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.